All right. Well, my name is Justine. I'm with Simplero, and today we are going to go over upsells, order bumps, and downsells. So if you guys have any specific questions, please feel free to let me know. So a quick overview. Order bumps are pertaining to things that you will add to your products as you're selling them, and it'll be like an add-on offer. To kind of give you an example of what that could be, it's like if you were to go to a restaurant, like for example, like a steakhouse, and they asked if you wanted to add something on top of your steak. You know, that's a little bit of an upcharge. You're going to add that to your steak or whatever. That's kind of similar to what you're going to add to your product. So you're going to add just something extra to it. It'll be a secondary product that you'll have, and just it'll get paid for at the same time as people are buying their original product from you. And then the upsells, on the other hand, is when somebody is done paying for their original product, and then you're going to offer them an additional product as an upsell, kind of like if someone likes one thing, they're going to get another. Hey, I saw you bought this course from me. Other folks that have bought this have really liked this other e-course or handout that I have offered as well. So it's just a quick upsell. And then on the opposite side, downsells are, well, if they don't like your upsell, you can downsell them to something a little cheaper, maybe something a little different. So I'm going to show you guys on the back end what it is like to set up a product, to add the order bump to it, as well as adding the upsells. So again, just feel free to ask any questions in the chat, and I will do my best to keep an eye out for those and answer those. I'm just gonna go ahead and share my screen here once I get into products. Let's see. All right, can you guys see the screen right here? Just react with the thumbs up just to make sure. So we're gonna just go in and create a new product. And we're just going to order. All right, so when you set up your product, I'm assuming you'd probably already done this before, but you're going to add your product image. We're just going to pick a random one right here, and then you're going to add a description. This is going to tell people exactly what it is that they're purchasing. We're just going to set a base price real quick, and then save that. I don't think I need to change anything else right now. And then when you go into this product, you're going to go into the upselling tab. So what we've already done is between the configure and the prices. So this is the configure once it's already been created that you can edit. But we're going to go into the upselling. You can add the order bumps, or you can add a upsell offer, or this is also to add a different price if you want to offer this as an upsell. So for example, if this is going to end up being a upsell, we're going to do upsell price one. You're going to put your headline and your body of your text. You can have a specific label if you want, because when you offer this, you're going to ask them, hey, do you want this product? So they can choose either yes or no. So if you want, you can actually change the label from the yes or no, whether you want it to be like, absolutely, I would love it, or no, no way. And then you can select your price. So you can actually have this simple price that's already set up, and then you can give them a discount. You can do a percentage if you want. Whether it's 10% or 20%, you can also do it on the installments, or you can do a fixed amount off. So you can do the discounted amount. So I think I did this as 100. That's not really much of a discount. We'll just go like that. And then you can create that upsell offer. So that's how it will look if this product was created as an upsell. And then if you want to add upsells to a price, we're going to just click down here. And then you're going to add that to it. So that didn't show up. Oh, that didn't work how I wanted it to. Okay, we're going to add that upsell. So as you can see, when you add an upsell to a product, it's going to give you the option of yes or no. If they say yes, you can add another upsell. So we can go in and we can pick another upsell and add it. So it's going to be like branching off of what that upsell is. And then you can even add a downsell. So if they say no, they don't want the upsell offer, you can actually go down and offer them something different. You could create, you know, your own offer. Well, of course, this is not going to work how I want it to work today. And then we can go from there. So you can add extras as well. You can offer them as many upsells as you want. Now, on the other hand, the upsells are all offers after they pay for their original purchase. So they purchase something and then they get offered an upsell. Now, if you have multiple upsells, it would be they get offered their upsell, say yes or no. From their yes, then they go to another one. If you say no, then you go to another one and so on. And just to give them different options. Now on the order bumps, for example, so we're gonna do order bump testing. All right, and then we're just gonna select our product that we want to use. So we're gonna use I'm just using one that I've had set up before. And we're just gonna do this simple price as the order bump. And we're gonna set that up. And then I can show you guys on the order form when they go to check out. So this is what it's gonna look like when they go to check out. They can enter all their information, and if they want, they can add this order bump to their order. So then instead of being just $100, then it ends up being $120. So then you can just see right here where it adds both of those products on their order, so they can check out all in one and they can remove it if they want. And then you can actually add more. You can add as many upsells as you want. If you want to add more order bumps, you can. We'll just add another one and two. So this is just to give you an example of like what it'll look like if you have multiple. So we'll pull up that order form again. And as you can see, they can add both if they want. They can add as many bumps that you have available to the order. And then, so we have this price for the upsell. If we decide that we wanna use order bump, this order bump test, as a upsell, we're just gonna go in and we're gonna go into upselling and we're gonna add that offer. Oh, we already did that. Never mind. We're gonna add an upsell. So I've already done a couple other upsells on here. So we're gonna just add the upsell instead and we're gonna do add upsell. I don't have it fully set up, so now it's not gonna let me. Okay, there we go. Again, it doesn't wanna work. All right, well, when we add this up here, then it's gonna show, we're gonna go back into find one that is used as an upsell and show you what it looks like when it is connected. All right, so then this product right here has been used as an upsell for other products. So you can see right here that it actually has two different upsells. And then it'll show you how many purchases have been done from that. And so we can go in and see that it's on these two different places. So it allows you a lot of customization on where these upsells are offered. And it just gives you more possibilities when trying to sell products. Do you guys have any questions right now? No. I will say that one of the most important things when you are setting a product up and you want it to be able to be used for an order bump is making sure that when you go in here, you need to have a name. So we are doing testing bump. Where is it? So you have to have a name and a label, which I believe is why it wasn't working earlier. And that is just to like the name of the price is just going to allow you to utilize it on other products. I'm just going to go in and test that again. Let's see. Still doesn't. I'm going to have to look into that. No, all good. Okay. All right. And so another thing to note is in order to do these upsells, they do have to have a price. You cannot do a free product for an upsell. Now, if you want to go into, where is it? You can actually set up another landing page if you would like, with a link to a free product, if you'd like to offer it to them. Trying to remember where it's at. Otherwise, you can also include it on your content. If you want it to be like a freebie, you can add your files here. And this is again where you customize and give access to other things. Oh, here it is for your thank you page. So you can actually redirect them to a different site if you choose, which can have like, hey, if this is like a freebie that you want to offer in connection to your order bump, then you can actually just redirect it to your landing page and then have the link to your free download if you would like to add that instead of having it connected to the purchase. You can also add the link if it's in your media library here on your custom thank you page after order. Yeah, so this is pretty much everything you can do with the order bumps and the upsells. I don't know what else I can tell you guys. If you guys have any other questions, or wanting to customize anything at all. Has anybody that is on used order bumps or upselling yet? Okay, so someone asked, where would I put coaching as an extension to membership? Haven't used it yet. So are you wanting to add the coaching, like one-on-one coaching as an extension to memberships or like a an add-on is what you're thinking? If you want to have the coaching in connection to the membership, I would suggest offering, you would have to set up the coaching product itself as a separate product. And then once that is set up and you have the pricing and everything set up, then you could add it as a order bump where they could add it onto their subscription. I would suggest that it would be like a one-time product. If you want to upgrade, that's tricky. If you, I've seen people do it different ways. So I've seen people do where you have your coaching, like your membership at one price. But if you want to have it where it's a continuous thing and you have the membership plus coaching, you can have a second price, including that. But if you want to have it as like an add-on, then you could do the order bump. I would suggest adding the order bump as an additional product that they can purchase. And they can purchase again if they choose, or using it as like an upgraded level of a membership level. So like having a base level of a membership where they pay one price and they don't get extra coaching, and then having a second price where they can choose like two extra coaching per month or something like that, if that makes sense. So there's, I guess there's two different ways that you could really do it. You could utilize the order bumps, or you could do an upgraded level price within the product itself that they can choose which price they would prefer, if that makes sense. Okay, perfect. All right, do you guys have any other questions at all? No? All right. Well, I think that's pretty much everything for order bumps and upselling. We are here 24/7 pretty much. So if you guys have any other questions, or if something comes to mind after this call, you guys can feel free to submit a support ticket, and either myself or one of our other wonderful support staff will be there to help. So I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for coming and being understanding with the moving the call up just an extra hour today. So thanks so much, everyone.